Penguin Random House Audio presents Rainbow Milk, written and read by Paul Mendez.
For James and Bertie. In memory of Aislinn Vassal, my grandmother, and Alejandra Mendez, no relation. Swan Village, July 20th, 1959. This the best summer since we come to England 3 years ago. It hot. Not hot like Jamaica, but I don't feel a cloud past the sun today, and no rain has fall for a long time now. I stand on my front lawn and breathe. The bush are strong with plenty of fragrant rose. My son Robert loved to totter around with the watering can that almost as big as him. I can hear how much water is pouring on each root. I don't know how he can't feel the cold water dribbling on his foot. Strong little man. He is going to be tall. Already he is quite up to me knee. Glory want to help, but she too small, and I have to listen for her all the time in case I trip up on her or she scratch herself on the thorn. Not too much, son, I say to Robert when I can hear the water start to puddle. Move to the next one. Hello, little man. Am you helping your dad water the garden? Mr. Pierce, my neighbour, made me jump as he walked up his path. Say hello to Mr. Pierce, Robert. Hello, he say, all quiet. I say, good afternoon, Mr. Pierce. How are you today? Knowing he will just go on and on about his ailment. Oh, I ain't too bad, you know. Same old aches and pains. My arthritis has been playing me up somewhat rotten, but I can't complain. Ethel ain't well herself with her legs. Can't wait till your lad's big enough to run down the shops for we. Anyway, it's a bit hot for me in this heat. It's all right for you, coming from the West Indies. Not really, I say. My body is to the cold now. I have hardly any sight left, but I know Mr. Pierce never leave his door without his flat cap, old work coat and boot, though he must have retired from the gasworks 10 years ago. You must have heard all that's been happening down London with all them White Defence League rallies. We was ever so sorry to see that painted them Keep England White or whatever it is on your doer. Me and Ethel was talking about it the other night, and we both agreed that we don't mind you being here at all. We're more the same, ain't we, white or coloured or not? I should not still be here in the sun, like what the doctor said, because my head started trab and darkness falling on my eye, so I stepped closer to the house, into the shade. Well, that is very kind of you, Mr. Pierce. Your bag must be heavy. Why don't you take them inside and we'll talk later on? Robert, where are you? Here, Daddy, he said, still watering the rose and singing to himself. He loved the new Cliff Richard song, Living Doll, and he don't know the word, but he can sing the melody in his nice little voice. Remember to water the soil, not the flower. Where's your sister?
There with the block,
he said, like I'm stupid because I can't see what's right in front of me. Chuh. True. Now I see the blur of her white gown in the middle of the lawn and hear the crack, crack of the block as she bash one on another. Gerin big, eh, they? How old am they now? Robert soon 3. Glory 10 months. He's ever so clever, ain't he? Clever, but every time I hear one engine pass, I fear he will dash into the road and dead under the wheel of a truck or run and hide in the gaswork. I don't have eyesight, but that is the vision I have. Yes, he is a good help to me, especially with his sister. And what about your Claudette? Ethel was saying she never sees her now. She thought you might have locked her up in the basement or somewhat. Him laugh. I forced myself to laugh a little bit with him, even though it hurt my head. No, she is fine. She just work a lot at the factory and at the hospital. It's a shame, ain't it, in your culture for the wife to be out doing all the work while the husband's at home? That not the same in every country? I know I have to be careful the way I speak sometime. Nothing we can do about it anyway, for she is healthy and I am sick. I wish this man can just mind his business so I can take my children inside and rest me head. You're finished with the water, Robert?
Yes, Daddy,
Robert say. Good boy. Go play with your sister then, I tell him. And like any child told the work has done, it throw down the can with a thud. Pick it up properly and put it by the door, I said to him, and nobody talk until he do as I'm told. Bet you wish you could see them houses more clear. They look absolutely beautiful against your white fence. I sighed the way this man torment me. I can't lie to you, Mr. Pierce. I do wish I did have back me sight. How much can you say? Not my children, fierce is the pity. Nothing, really. Everything is a blur. All I can see is colour spread out and mix up together. Such a shame. Fit young lad like you. Well, I can tell you, your garden's looking grand. Sometimes I see people trying to take cuttings, you know, and I always chase them off. Oh, all right, am ya? He is speaking to somebody across the street who did call, Cooey! Sound like Mrs. Philpott from number 3. I don't mind being blind in front of her. Good afternoon, Mrs. Philpott, I say. Afternoon, she call, and I can hear her up to her nose. She always jealous of my rose, like so many people who have nice garden, but who not an expert like me. Who come to steal my rose? I asked Mr. Pierce. It was a woman. It happened just last week. I was sitting waiting for the postman, and a sinner right through me window. Bryce and cow was, come right up your path in broad daylight with her clippers to take a cutting of them ones right behind you there, the dark red ones with the white tips. I knocked on me window and she ran off. I ain't seen her before or since. Dee Girardelaine? Aye? Baron Girardelaine, a French lawyer and politician who did help conquer Napoleon. The rose named after him. You've been reading your history books then? He said like it's a crime. I thought you was blind. I used to work as a gardener in Jamaica for a very high-class Englishman. He teach me all about the variation and their history. It where I know exactly which rose to plant and where. I did want rose that smell beautiful and fragrant. Some for the shade, some for the sun, some for climb all for repeat. Is that so? Oh, well. I'd better get all this in before the milk spoils. All right, young Norman. Thank you, Mr. Pierce, and do send my regard to Ethel. Don't worry yourself when people want to take from me, for their conscience will burn them. The rose will grow back anyway. I see you, Mr. Pierce. His front door shut. It's not so bad, really. When we first come here, he and Ethel don't talk to me for much better for 6 months. Then I hear at work somebody said that most English people don't like to live next door to a West Indian family, for they don't like the smell of we food. Well, I write a little coupon from the newspaper to Mr. Austin, the nurseryman of Wolverhampton. I choose the Baron, the pink souvenir de la Malmaison, the white boule de neige, the honorine de Brabant, which like pink with a streak of blood red, and Crown Princess in Victoria, white with a hint of yellow. And so I plant them in the spring, bountiful. I give them space to grow, but build them up and water them, and this is what we have now. Finally, the Garden of Eden will come for, and not a sniff of Jamaican food will reach a white man's nostril through these bush. Must be the most fragrant garden on the whole estate. I don't know if it would grow so strong if I did still working all day at the gaswork. Jasmine at way back door to stop the smell of coal burning coming into the kitchen. You want Toto, baby?
Yes.
What you say?
Yes, please.
Good boy. Pick up Gloria Black for me and come inside. I wonder who it is who tried to take cotton from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?